Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
To the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Are we going to see you on a patio later on getting loaded?
In Tremont?
In Tremont?
You might see
Anthony.
Me on a patio. You might see me on a patio. Probably won't be getting loaded, but I could be there.
Will you go on a patio at some point with Anthony Lima and have a couple of drinky poos?
I'll have a couple of soft drinks, and sure, I'd hang out with Anthony on a patio and kind of help him survey the land a little bit.
And Ken will come on your podcast. Sure. Okay.
Get on a beer. We've talked about that before, Anthony.
You won't come.
I'm willing to help out the cause.
You won't let me on your podcast. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mary Kay wants to set you up. She wants to help you out, Anthony. Yeah. Mary Kay, I don't want to talk about that necessarily. I don't want to make Lima blush, even though I can't see him. We know that Mary Kay has some friends. They are single and ready to mingle, but Anthony Lima just won't, go ahead with it for whatever reason. Does that bother you, Mary Kay?
No, not at all. Not at all. As long as he would have to like older women a little bit if he's going to date any of my friends.
Tone, your thoughts?
We'll see what we can do this summer.
Okay, now that we've made it good and awkward, let's move on to the Cleveland Browns. Mary Kay Cabot joins us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We heard in the update with Jeff some of the plans that are being made to let some people back into the facilities. Have you heard anything with the Browns?
Well, once again, the thing is that the NFL has to have a uniform policy. So they have to wait until the states are all able to do the same kinds of things. So things are moving quickly, obviously, especially here in Ohio, which is great for everyone, as long as everyone continues to be safe about it.
Yes.
But with things moving quickly in some states, the other states would, I think, have to catch up before we can get these facilities open. I mean, I think it would be great if the Browns could at least conduct a mini camp before they all sort of disperse for another 3 weeks or so or a month before training camp starts. It would be really nice if they could get together. Kevin Stefanski could meet his squad for the first time and, kind of just see each other in person for the very first time for 2020.
Yeah, Mary Kay, all we've really heard is about these Zoom meetings and installs that are happening virtually, although it looks like we got news that Baker Mayfield was out with a bunch of his teammates back home. That's about all they can do, right? Does the NFL have strict restrictions on what they're able to do if they set it up on their own time in their own place?
Yeah, there are restrictions. I mean, they have to practice social distancing and all those kinds of things. But I do think it's good that Baker Mayfield, he initiated this and invited the skill players to come to Austin to work out with him. And we know for sure that Rashard Higgins, David Njoku, Damian Ratley are there. I'm hearing Austin Hooper's there and a couple of others that I've been kind of checking into a little bit. So they have a pretty good group. And again, I mean, you have to be careful I'm sure the NFL will be keeping an eye on these sorts of things because they want to send the right tone and the right message, which they have done from day one. So I'm sure that there are some guidelines and some restrictions. I'm guessing that Baker and the guys are following those so that they don't raise any red flags. But I do think because they are getting the installs in the Zoom meetings, it's good to take it out onto the field. They have to learn a new terminology. They have to learn new routes. They have to learn new plays. And it would be tough to start all of that for the first time in late July, early August.
Yeah, a couple of those wide receivers getting in there. There were some people who were – I don't even know if I want to give this credence, but here we go. There were a couple of people when I had retweeted somebody who had brought it up, and they go, well, where's Odell? Where's Odell? Where's Odell? Why isn't he working out? Like, Odell is working out, right? I know he's returning from injury and surgery, and the same thing with Jarvis Landry. Like, these guys are working out, correct?
Just oh, they're working sure. out hard. I mean, you can see from their social media accounts, YouTube, and those kinds of things, just how hard those two are working. I've been very, very impressed. And as you saw, I think was it last week or the week before where OBJ just said he's coming back bigger, faster, stronger. This is my time. So I really think that, you know, that he feels great about the surgery, the core muscle surgery that he had. It looks to me like Jarvis Landry is either on track or ahead of schedule in his hip surgery. I mean, these are athletes. And not only do they do the normal protocol for what it would take to come back, but they have all the innovative technology, and there is plenty these days, and they're doing all of those sorts of things too. So these guys look to be really almost ready to go. Now, Jarvis wasn't supposed to be back until sometime in training camp, so we shouldn't have too high of expectations on him, but those guys are not in Austin because they are rehabbing.
Have you talked to any players at all who might have said shared some trepidation about what's going on and returning back to the facilities or starting a training camp?
You know, I haven't talked to a whole lot of players yet. I talked to Rashard Higgins on the phone recently, but none of them that I have had any conversations with at all have expressed any trepidation about that. I think that they know everything will be handled in a certain way. They know it will be safe. They know that everyone will take the most extreme measures to make sure that they're not causing any harm to anyone or their families. And so I haven't sensed that yet.
All right, Mary Kay, the report came out yesterday. Not much report. It was actually specifically said on a podcast, James Harrison, given some of the hits that have been thrown down by him that he did get fined for. He said he received an envelope from the head coach, Mike Tomlin. Now, we don't know what was specifically in the envelope, but is this something the NFL is going to take the time to investigate?
Well, I think they have to. I think they have to, especially because Sean Payton even, you know, called them out to say, you better look into this. And when you have an allegation like that, I think the NFL is absolutely obligated to have to look into it. Now, since that time, Art Rooney has come out and said nothing like this ever happened. James Harrison's agent has come right out and said nothing has ever happened. We haven't heard from Mike Tomlin yet, but I'm sure he'll probably say something too. He didn't say what was in the envelope. I mean, we just don't know anything about this or much about it at all. But I think it is something that the NFL has to take very, very seriously, and they have to look into it.
Yeah, I agree with Sean Payton. I don't think anything will happen of it. There's also people who they just don't seem to care. By the way, Mary Kay, I'm going, hey, wait a minute. This is not good. He possibly handed him an envelope, and there's people going, yeah, you know what? I don't care. I wish the Browns would have just won those football games. Have you picked that up from some of the fans?
Yes, I have. But you know, it just doesn't sound right to me. The Steelers usually do everything the right way. They try to do everything the right way. It's just such an above board organization. I just can't see something like that happening. It doesn't sound right to me. But again, I do think it's something to look into. And I think what you're saying about, you know, fans maybe not necessarily caring about it all that much, you know, because a lot of fans might not even, at least younger fans, might not even remember Muhammad Massaquah that much. You know, it seems like it was yesterday. You know, it's not like, you know, we're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. or Jarvis Landry right now, which I think would really hit home.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I do have to admit, it didn't end very nicely between the two parties with James Harrison and Pittsburgh. I don't think it's a good look. I don't think it's a good look. I mean, he is a great, no matter what I want to say, he's a great Pittsburgh Steeler. And I don't know, to accuse, and especially if they open up an investigation here, to accuse your head coach of giving you an envelope. I mean, he implies that there's something. I can't imagine there's a thank you card in the envelope. I would have to imply that maybe there's money. I can't guarantee that. I might assume, but I can't guarantee such things. I will admit there is a possibility that he's saying this just to kick up some dust, because he did not end – it was not an amicable split between he and the Pittsburgh Steelers, it seemed.
It's a very serious, serious charge to level that your head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers paid you to injure someone. That's very, very serious. So, you know, he better be very, very careful with what he's saying. He better have something there that is something close to that before you're going to open up your mouth and say something along those lines. Because, once again, this will probably launch some kind of an investigation. And it's a very serious thing in the game of football. I mean, people, you know, lose their lives because of those kinds of hits and those kinds of situations.
Mary Kay, Bill Callahan spoke yesterday about the offensive line and had some pretty positive words, encouraging words, about whether or not he thinks rookie, new left tackle, could play right away. What did you think of what he said about Jedrick Wills?
Well, you know, I think it's consistent with what everybody else has been saying. I think that we have heard the same thing from Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and Paul DePodesta. And I think it also signifies the alignment that we've been talking about. You know, you don't have one guy, it's not like Trump and Fauci. I mean, you don't have like one guy saying, hey, I think he'd be a better right tackle, and we might have to start him over there for a while. You know, everybody is saying the same thing, and that is Jedrick Wills is our left tackle. We think he can make the transition fairly easily. We're confident in that, and he's our guy. So I thought that was good.
Mary Kay, getting political on a Friday on the North Carolina Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome to the No Spin Zone. Russell Wilson, did you see that little report, that little ditty from Chris Sims earlier this week? Was there ever any conversations with the Cleveland Browns and the Seattle Seahawks about that quarterback?
You know, not that I could tell. I mean, the very first day that I heard that, I started checking in with people who would know. And people who would know, you know, nobody wanted to, like, you know, go on the record or be quoted as saying not true. But I couldn't get anyone to say that that was even close to being true. So from everything that I can gather from the people that I've talked to, it was nothing to pursue. And Chris Sims portrayed it as a rumor to begin with. So, you know, if I can't substantiate a rumor, then I usually try not to repeat it, because I just don't think that's fair to fans.
But Mary Kay taking shots at Chris Sims. Put it out there on the headline.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is,
oh, and headline.
I will always look into people's, you know, reports and rumors, and if they bear repeating, and if I can substantiate them and give fans something to talk about that rises to the level of being able to report it as fact, then I'm willing to do that. But if I can't come close to doing that and making it, you know, legitimate, then I don't feel like it's the right thing to do for me to repeat it.
Anthony, take it away.
Yeah, Mary Kay, just lastly for me, it seems like there's been some positivity when it comes to the NBA now coming back, and we're even hearing college football is trying to make their push. In fact, we had Gainesville down in Florida at the Swamp. They said they're ready. If they want any NFL teams that would come down and play there, they'll host them. I think we all agree there's going to be football in the fall unless something crazy happens with the pandemic. But what do you think about fans?
Well, I hope that fans can come back into the stands. I really do, because it just wouldn't be the same. Can you imagine jumping into the dog pound with no fans in there? I mean, no fans in the stands would be so sad, in my opinion. So hopefully we can work through this in a way that's safe for everyone, in some way, shape, or form, get fans back into the stands, get sports going again. It is so important to the fabric of our lives, to our psyches, to our enjoyment of life. And this has been really hard for everyone involved in sports in any way. So I'm hoping for fans, and I'm hoping for football as soon as possible.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. Hey, real quick, is there a possibility, like David Tepper said something in Carolina, is there any possibility we could see football with maybe season ticket holders only?
You know, I don't know. I would have to imagine that there are plenty of contingency plans and options like that on the table. And I'm sure, you know, that's probably one of them that a number of teams or the NFL has considered. But I think there are probably 25 of those eventualities that they're trying to figure out what will work and what won't.
All right. All right. Mary Kay, you know I appreciate the time. Was there anything you wanted me to ask that I didn't ask for whatever reason?
No. I think you covered it all. You did a great job. Great interview.
Thank you very much. And so you will be having me on your podcast soon then, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, I even though I said real quick earlier, east side or west side, which side is better?
I love them both, and I'm so pro Cleveland that I.
Oh,
I
get off the fence!
Oh my God!
No, but wait, let me say this.
Oh my God!
I could be the poster child for positively Cleveland, but I will say this: I live in the beautiful little town of Rocky River, Ohio, and there's no place else that I would rather live in Northeast Ohio than Rocky River, right on the lake. I'll be at the lake here in a few minutes. It's gorgeous here, and I absolutely adore being by the lake. So that's why I prefer this side of town, but both are just, I think it's just one of the most underrated places to live in the country.
Mary Kay is a person who has mastered the art of standing on the fence. I applaud you. I sincerely applaud you. You've done me proud, Mary Kay. Take care.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. The great Mary Kay. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Got
I almost kicked her, but she actually did pick one. She picked West Side. She did pick West Side.
Yeah, after about 15 minutes of qualifying it. All right, Lincoln Riley says there's going to be a season, but some of you need to hold your horses on some of that, and I want to go off of what Mary Kay just said coming up here next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, Live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.